crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're going to continue our spring sports season wrap-up here on Drive Time Sports. Talked to Coach Jim Jukes of the Carbon Dino Track and Field Squad earlier in the week. We talked to Coach Steve Gordon of the Emory baseball team last week. We'll still catch up with Carbon baseball a little bit later on in the coming days with Coach Jeff Cincinnatus. Today we're going to flip to Emory High School, and we will talk Emory softball. Now, this team finished 7-18 overall in the year, 2-8 in the 2A East region. They did not qualify for the postseason, but they only had three seniors, a very young team. It was pegged as a rebuilding year. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have head coach Sean Bell over the phone right now. Coach, it's been a couple of weeks since we've talked to you. I know you went on vacation, so it's great to get you back on today. Thank you.
It's great to be back on, Jordan.
Yeah, Coach, we'll recap the entire 2016 season. It went by in a hurry, but now that the spring sports season is officially over for high school, going back and recapping everything that happened, 2016 was pegged as a rebuilding year for the squad. You guys only had three seniors. You had some ups. You had your fair share of downs as well, but, I mean, focusing on the positives, you guys did win seven games this year.
You know, we started off, I thought, fairly well. We had some injuries. My three pitchers got hurt, and after that it kind of really set the tone for what the rest of the year was going to be.
You know, depth is always a problem, it seems like, in the 2A classification specifically. Those injuries, is that exactly what you pinpoint to missing the state tournament this year?
I do. You know, our team was very young. All my starting pitchers would have been freshmen or sophomores, and they was doing pretty well, and, you know, as soon as they got injured, it just took everything out of us.
Now, I know being a young team isn't necessarily a complete and total negative. I mean, these girls did pick up some positives. First off, we can talk about region play. You guys get two wins. It was against Paiute, both of those wins. But you guys won handedly. When you look at the underclassmen and these girls that will be coming back next year, what's the biggest takeaway from the season?
You know, even with them girls that got injured, we've seen some other girls that probably wouldn't have got to play as much, but they stepped up and they showed me that they have the talent to play on the varsity, so I'm really excited for next year to see what we have next year. We'll have a few more seniors and a whole bunch of juniors that have a lot of experience.
Who was the biggest surprise, or maybe a couple of girls that surprised you the most at the varsity level?
You know, we just had a lot of girls that really did step up, and I don't know that I have one or two surprises. It was just amazing that we had so many sophomore and freshmen that stepped up and did a really good job at the varsity level.
Now, you guys finished 7-18 overall. You did sweep a season set with Summit Academy. I remember talking to you before that Summit Academy game, and it was right around the same time that everything was going on with the basketball and everything that happened at the state tournament. You guys managed to beat them not once but twice. When you look back on the season, is that one of the most impressive feats from this team this year? Because both games were very entertaining.
You know, we come out and we hit the ball very well with them. They did too. It was early on in the season, and our pitching wasn't quite to par yet. But you know, they fought us really well, and we fought back. And that was one of the good things that I've seen about these young girls is they never quit.
No, they definitely didn't, Coach. Even though you missed the state tournament, it was well within reach. I mean, a couple of wins here or there in region play, and you guys get into the state tournament. Last year, it was really exciting the way everything went down and how you guys kind of put together a great run at the end. Being this close with such a young team has got to be a true positive.
You know, it was. We played Moab, one of our last games. We lost to Moab. We had a rain delay, and we lost to them. I believe it was 3-1 or 3-2. They was number one seed in our region that hadn't been beat. So, you know, we had it in us. We just was lacking a couple of things, and maturity was a lot of that.
We'll talk about the underclassmen here for a minute, because we've seen a great group of underclassmen in the basketball season really push the Emory squad. I mean, they were close to knocking off the eventual state champions, Delta, in the 2A state tournament. One in particular, Bailey Huggard, got a lot of time for you on the mound this year. And by, you know, the box scores and taking a look at what she was able to accomplish, you don't see that too often from somebody her age at the varsity level.
That's true. You know, when Bailey got hurt, she broke her thumb. Not only did it take a pitcher away from us, but it took a great bat and a great infielder. So that was a huge spot to fill with her.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Sport and Softball Squad. Coach, we'll talk about the three seniors on this year's teams. You guys, J.C. Huntington, Jessica Mason, and Chelsea Reeves, these are three girls that really it's tough because you go to the state tournament last year, and I mentioned the run that you guys went on really made the end of the season exciting. For three seniors to not go to the state tournament, I'm sure from a coach's point of view, it's difficult.
Yeah, it was really difficult. You know, them three girls gave us everything that they had for, 4 years, and then for not to be able to make it, it was pretty tough on them. But, you know, they still come out and worked hard, and they was leaders for our teams, and they was really good girls.
You know, we talked to Coach Gordon about this about a week ago. He had four seniors on his team, and these four seniors, they were so used to winning. I mean, their entire time at Emory High, they won. For these girls, I mean, getting to the state tournament, it was almost like a given. To not get there, what was their vibe like throughout the season when you guys were going through your struggles, particularly in region play?
You know, they really kept our team on the up, and they worked super hard every day, and the last day when they finally realized that they wasn't going, it was a pretty rough day on them. Everybody expected us to be there, and for them not to go, I think it was a really big disappointment for them.
What did you say to the team, Coach, the last time that you guys were together? How did you express, not only a thank you for what they were able to give you, but how did you address the season in itself?
You know, I told them that they, even though we didn't make it to state, we left on a win when we went down to Paiute and beat them. I told them to keep their heads up and, just keep working, and next year we'll make sure that we make it.
You know, very few teams have that opportunity to end their season with a win. What can that do for you as a coach and as a coaching staff going into the offseason?
You know, I think it left them on a big up. Now we'll move into our summer ball, and hopefully they'll mature. And there's three more spots that we're not going to have seniors, so there's going to be some more girls that are going to have to step up and take the roles of them seniors next year.
As far as your guys' summer schedule goes, what does that look like?
You know, we try to hit four or five tournaments throughout the state. Just go, the last tournament's in November, we go down to St. George, and it's kind of just a fun time, and we can just see where everybody's at and what we got to look forward to for the next year.
So what do you tell your girls in the off season, Coach? I mean, I know that there's always a moratorium, right, where you can't really have a whole lot of contact with them for a period of time. Is that right?
There is, yes.
So what do you tell them during that time? Do you want them to step away from softball? Do you want them to stay hard at it, get in the cage? I mean, what do you try to tell them to do?
You know, they didn't even really give me a choice this year. They're excited, and they want to get right back going. So I believe next week we're going to have a meeting and decide what tournaments we're going to hit. We got a lot of young, excited girls and with a lot of talent, so they was pretty excited to keep going.
It's the first year of that new alignment, and of course, we'll get another one after next season. The 2A East, Grand, Gunnison, San Juan, North Sevier, Paiute, and of course, Emory. What did you think of the alignment, and how did you like the 2A East?
You know, it's pretty much the same. We lost South Sevier. We picked up Paiute. It's a really tough region. Nobody really out there is an easy team. They're all really tough.
You know, in the coming months, Coach, we'll find out exactly where Emory is going to fall in the next classification. There's been a lot of talk, and I believe it has been confirmed, that there will be six classifications, which could change things up quite a bit for this team. Is Emory High School a true 2A school, or do you believe that this is a high school that could and should compete in the 3A classification?
You know, with softball, I think 2A is probably just as competitive as 3A. I hope we stay at 2A. But I think we're as competitive. Our region was really, really dominant this year, and I think that they all really played really well at state. So I kind of hope that we stay there, and I think that we can put a team together that will compete.
Well, it's definitely fun to follow the girls all year long, Coach. I always appreciate you taking out the time for joining us. Congratulations on another year in the books, and we look forward to talking with you real soon as we start talking about 2017. I know it'll be here before we know it.
Yes, it will. Glad to get with you, Jordan.
Yeah, it's always fun, Coach. Thank you. Again, Emory Sport and Softball Coach Sean Bell joining us here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to get out for a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to flip to the national sports scene. Last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they sent a message. And now the Golden State Warriors are on the verge of elimination. Can you believe it? Should we be surprised? I am. I'm not going to act like I'm not. I thought this would be a long drag-out series, but all of a sudden, Oklahoma City has taken complete control. We'll talk about that, and we'll dive into a little bit of tonight's contest. We get Toronto and Cleveland, pivotal Game 5. That's all coming up here on Drive Time Sports.